this. You go from on a Texas ranch selling animals to be slaughtered to rescuing animals for sanctuary. I love this story. Rowdy Girl Sanctuary is the first documented that we know of beef cattle ranch to ever convert from selling them from slaughter in the ag industry to actually, like I mentioned, rescuing them and wow, oh wow, and becoming an actual vegan farm animal sanctuary. Joining us now, she's in our virtual green room, Renee King Sonnen. She's the executive director and founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Renee, just even saying those words, I guarantee people are listening to this conversation. So we have to roll into it. How did that happen? Tell us your story.
Well, good morning, Kate. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. How did it happen? Well, it started out with me and my husband remarrying. We had been married in the 90s, divorced, and got remarried in 2010. I'm a city girl, born, dyed in the wool, Texas, you know, girl with boots and went to the rodeo and all of that jazz, ate barbecue, had barbecue cook-offs, dated ag guys in school. But when me and Tommy remarried, he wanted me to move on to the ranch that he had acquired. His family has generational background in ranching. They own slaughterhouses. You know, he has the brands and the spurs of his great-grandfather and all that. But, you know, when I moved there, I, like most people, really didn't notice the cows in the pasture other than the fact they were just there, like, you know, lots of other cows when you go up and down the country roads of Texas. And something started to happen. I didn't really want to get involved with the ranching business my husband was in. I was more into yoga and meditation, you know, and just doing my thing. And I said, you know, you can do that. I'll do this. I really don't want to open gates, help you with the hay, get on a tractor, all that. And so he decided that he wanted to try to get me involved. So he told me about these two little calves that needed a mama. One of them is Rowdy Girl. That's how we got the name, actually. And the other one was named Bobo. She died prematurely. But Rowdy Girl thrived. And when I was feeding Rowdy Girl, bottle feeding her, I was always laughing. I was happy. And she began to give me an entrance into the reality of the herd. I started seeing them as live, sentient beings. They all had mamas. The babies, you know, knew who their mamas were. I never even thought about it, you know, but all these black cows and this black baby, they all knew who their mama was. And for whatever reason, I found that so odd in the beginning. And I began to see them, and one thing began to lead to the other. When the red trailer pulled up to take the babies to the slaughterhouse the first time, or the sale barn where they went to auction for slaughter, I wasn't prepared for my feelings. It, you know, it happened over a period of several months, 6 months, when the first red trailer went out after I lived there. And I just didn't know that I was going to have the strong reactions I did. And it took 6 years for me to finally break to the point to where, you know, I went vegan, threatened to buy my husband's cows and all that. And there's a big, you know, big story and a big scene in all that, too. So,
wow. So it had to be crazy when you started to tell other cattle ranchers or people got wind of this. Were they stunned that you had that kind of change of heart? Did you think other cattle ranchers, when they hear your story, could possibly have a change of heart?
Oh, I know they do, because I have conversations with them. They send me messages. You know, we have a program that it's under development called Rancher Advocacy Program. You know, ranchers do love their animals. You know, my husband's a very kind, loving man, loves animals, loves the land. It's just that the tradition and the culture is so entrenched in our psyche that we don't equate the fact that we are raising these animals for food to the fact that we're not being compassionate. It's what we've always done. That's the reason it took me 6 years to change. I mean, gosh, you know, to actually tell my husband, if you take that red trailer back up the road one more time with those babies, if you do it one more time, I'm going to follow it. I'll go to the cell barn if I have to. You can pick me up in jail. You're not going to do it anymore. I mean, for me to finally get to that point to where I challenged my husband's heritage was crazy. So, you know, yeah, ranchers, they're just doing what they know to do. It's not something that you're even taught is quote-unquote wrong. But when I went vegan for the animals, and I did, I went vegan for the animals because I really began to see who they were, not what they were, my entire reality changed. So that's what started us, you know, on our journey. And eventually, I got my husband to let me buy the cows, and he didn't think I would do it, but, you know, we raised $36,000 on social media. I did anyway, and bought my husband's cows, and we became a nonprofit.
Wow. So for your sanctuary, I'm thinking off the top of my head, especially with Texas and Houston, et cetera, what happened when the hurricane hit? Because we saw how disastrous that was. Did you end up, I'm just thinking of this, did you end up saving any animals in that situation?
Yes, we did. Thank you. We evacuated all of our own 96 farm animals to safety without one single fatality, which was a heroic in and of itself with all the people that, you know, were involved. Three of the trailers bogged down because of tornadoes and high waters, but we managed to get every single animal out to safety. And during all this process, when we came back home after almost 2 weeks, the devastation was and is still being cleaned up. We were able to rescue a little calf. We named her Harvey Rainbow. She was actually somehow stranded in the floodwaters in a subdivision behind us about a mile away. And the little baby had tremendous rain rot, river rot on her legs. We don't know how she survived. She was actually at somebody's house, you know, just camped out on the doorstep about 6 weeks old. And they were just giving her, you know, some hay and some feed. And this little baby survived, and no rancher claimed her, so she was given to us, and now she's just doing great. We called her Harvey Rainbow.
Oh, I love, 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 love that. So that happens, and obviously you talked about being a nonprofit. So what typically do you do then? How do you operate as the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary?
Well, we have tours. We have scheduled tours. We have private tours. We are a, like you said, a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're doing everything we can as animal advocates to increase awareness about, you know, farm animals in particular. We educate on plant-based food options all the time. We have volunteers that come out that want to help, want to be a part of what we're doing. You know, and I'm constantly, you know, fundraising and raising, you know, awareness around the needs that we have, because, you know, this is something that the future is going to have to look at. We are indeed in a crisis in our world because of the environment. You know, there's three different reasons to consider the food on your plate. One of them is because of the ethics of the animals. The other is our environmental concerns. And the other, of course, is health.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And people talk about that all the time, especially making the switch that you've made. Obviously huge. You're living it. You're seeing the results of what's happened there. So your husband now, he's all in, right? He totally agrees. He's spreading the word.
Oh, my gosh, Kate, you wouldn't believe it. To watch that man transition to becoming a plant-based vegan is a story all by itself, because only I have gotten to see this. I mean, when I first started cooking food for him, he hated it. He was like, I don't want to eat that. I don't like that. So he started cooking for himself. He started making potatoes, jalapenos, and onions. That's what he ate almost every day. But what made him change, finally, I stuck, you know, every documentary I could in front of him, and he watched them. Cowspiracy, Forks Over Knives. He loved the story that T. Colin Campbell had, because he had all this research concerning the China study. But anyway, my husband finally went plant-based because he wanted to try it for his health, but he couldn't do it because he loved milk and cheese. And so when he finally had a festival, our first festival in 2015, I think it was, he got his first taste of So Delicious ice cream and Follow Your Heart cheese. And that man said, well, I guess I can give up ice cream and cheese now. And he did. And now he is a great advocate for the animals because he's a former rancher.
Wow. Yeah, who better advocate than your husband? Absolutely. So if people are listening to this, they can find out more by going to rowdygirlsanctuary.org. And if they want to donate, they can donate there, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I am I'm right now in Georgetown, Texas, because there is a, if you don't mind me saying so, there's yeah. we were on CBS News last night with this story here in Austin, because there's a mama and her cow that's in a subdivision out here that they're having to round up and get out of here. And we're trying to advocate for the animals so that hopefully they don't end up at a sale barn. And so far the officials have been very cooperative with us. And I just want to say that, because, you know, I'm constantly advocating for farm animals. And in the midst of everything we're doing in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, I just had to come out here and see what I could do to help that along.
Absolutely. Good work, Renee King-Sonnen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Kate. Appreciate it.